You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show.
This is The Bill Bennett Show. Hey, I'm Claude Jennings. It's a Bill Bennett mini episode, a special is what we'll call it. Of course, you guys know what's going on in the country, indeed across the world. These protests at universities, anti-Israel protests springing up all over the place, and some crazy things being said and being done on American university campuses. And we wanted to bring back Joel Farkas because the other day, I believe it was Tuesday night, there was a situation that broke out at UCLA. Joel is a graduate of UCLA. He'll talk about it in this episode. He has a niece that goes to UCLA. And so this was personal. And we got a lot of great feedback on email, BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. A lot of great feedback from the previous episode we just released with Bill Bennett, Brian Kennedy, and Joel Farkas. And so Bill and Joel were texting and talking on the phone. I said, hey, why don't we get together and just record this? So this is a phone conversation. So we didn't have time to set up studio stuff. We just wanted to get Joel's thoughts and Bill's thoughts on what's going on here. Obviously, Bill is former Secretary of Education. Education is his thing. Joel, you know what he brings to the table as far as business, as far as housing and development, and a graduate of UCLA. And so we wanted to get their thoughts on this, given the popularity of the show that we just released with Brian Kennedy and Joel Farkas and Bill. So here's that phone conversation. Now, obviously, they both know that it was being recorded. I didn't, like, sneak it. They know what was going on. We planned it, okay? We just could, you know, we wanted to get it out soon, and so we didn't, you know, do the whole studio thing and all that other kind of setup. So here's Joel Farkas, Bill Bennett, and enjoy.
Joel, I believe you're a graduate of UCLA. Is that correct?
I don't like to talk about it, but yes, I am.
Oh, goodness. Well, that's our whole subject here. But we didn't see you in the crowd last night, did we?
No, we didn't see me in the crowd. My niece goes there. I didn't see her, thankfully, in the crowd.
What's the story with UCLA, and what was the story last night?
UCLA is governed by the Board of Regents, California Board of Regents. It's a part of the University of California system. It's just an administration of appointed people that have no spine. I noticed that it's not like when I went there, but it's also today. If you're a student at UCLA, you got to show your ID to get into buildings. You got to buy a ticket to get into Pauley Pavilion to see the Bruins basketball team. If some of these idiots would actually go to Powell Library where they could read a book, you'd actually have to show your ID to get into Powell Library. I noticed that not many people were occupying that building. The notion that the chancellor of the school will allow this kind of hostile, violent activity when there's never been a time that someone who isn't a student can access anything, whether it's the medical department, whether it's the engineering department, whether it's business, law school, anything. That you just don't go around a university indiscriminately destroying property and terrorizing other kids. And I don't understand why, Bill, we have to talk about that this morning. It is so patently clear. It's not acceptable. It should be met with exactly what the law says it should be. Get off this property. Don't terrorize our children. Don't harm others. Don't threaten decimation of a society. Just don't. If you do, we arrest you. We convict you. It's not complicated.
You're talking about what happened as if it were all at the hands of outside people who don't belong there, correct?
It is.
That's what I'm hearing so far.
Substantially at the hands of outside people. And those, there are some, there's a percentage that are the kids that are at the school. But if you're in the engineering department, you're not just going to go anywhere around campus and occupy other places and destroy it. It's not just outside people. It's also the kids that go there that know better. But quite frankly, it's the parents who send their kids to these schools. I, quite frankly, if the we're talking about an administration, chancellor, UC system, regents, they're clearly not going to take the action that they should take. If my child was attending school and participated in something like that, I would stop paying their tuition immediately. Parents who allow their kids to go there and behave that way should say, you want to attend this school? Get a job, like I did, by the way. I worked in the storeroom, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. before I went to class. Yeah. You want to go there? Get a job. Pay for it. I'm not paying for it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's been a lot of talk about outside agitators. And, you know, we've been talking about outside agitators for 60 years. We were doing this in 1968, Mark Rudd, Columbia. They were there. They were there at Columbia. They were there at Northwestern. They were there at UCLA. They were there at Indiana. And as I pointed out this morning, Utah. I mean, you know, all over the country. But in addition to outside agitators, once you identify them and ban them or arrest them or deal with them seriously, I believe you agree with me, you still have a problem. I was on TV this morning, and I said nobody's paying attention to the inside agitators, not the outside agitators, the inside agitators. And that's the faculty at a lot of these institutions. Now, I don't know about UCLA, but I'm going to guess that its disposition on things is similar to what the Columbia faculty is. They passed a resolution condemning the president for calling in the police.
It absolutely is. And you know, I spend a lot of time in Orange County. You know, if you either everyone there went to, their kids went to USC or they went to USC. There's a few people at UCLA. You know, I can certainly bash my friends who actually, I think the college admission scandal with some people who tried to get their kids into USC, they ended up serving time. I think the biggest mistake those parents made was even trying to get their kids into that school, let alone the method by which they used. You know, so I there's enough to go around to not just bash USC, but UCLA is at the forefront too. I put it on the parents and I put it on the kids. You know what's going on. You know better. Don't pay for your kid to go study this nonsense. If you want to do it, show up. Don't just write a check. Show up to the administration, to the school, and tell them this is not what you signed up for. This is not what your child is intended to learn and intended to experience. My God, California probably has more lawyers than any state in the world. Yeah. Somebody needs to read the law book and hold the administration accountable. But if they're not going to, the parents can start today. They can hold others accountable. They can hold their kids accountable, their kids' friends accountable, and whether or not their kid, you know, it's going to cost most of these families several hundred thousand, $400,000, $500,000 to send their kids to these schools. Don't do it. Buy them a house. Get another job. They don't need a college degree with gender studies as their sociology studies as their degree. Buy them a house. Go to work. Don't do this.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. See, it seems to me if you removed most of these cases, if you removed all the outside agitators, you might not have the scene we had at a lot of these places, but you still have trouble. You still have problems because of the inside agitators, because of the faculty, and because of what they're being taught. I mean, you know, someone called me on my comments on TV the other day when I said, you know, I shouldn't block access to those students at Columbia. I should let them go to class. And a guy called me up and said, why go to class? Why should they go to class? You know what they're learning in class? America's a terrible place. Everything their parents taught them was stupid. I remember a guy at a conference raised his hand for a question after a talk I gave. And he said, so I shelled out a bunch of tuition for first semester. My daughter came home and I realized she had spent, a fairly interesting first 3 months. She learned how to drink to excess. She learned how to use illegal drugs. She learned that most of what we were teaching her at home was a lie, and that she was living in one of the worst countries in the world. And that was just the first semester.
Yeah. You guess what? Kids are, when they go to college, they're, I guess, legal adults. They can vote. Guess what? You can work too, and you can pay for your college. I don't have, you know, if you're gonna learn that, you're gonna believe that kind of stuff, you're gonna behave that way. I can love my kids. I can love their friends. I can love humanity, but you don't get my time and you don't get my resources.
How do we slow this down? I mean, I was having a conversation with a couple about 2 years ago, and they are sending their kids to places not as distinguished as Columbia, not as distinguished as UCLA, second, third rate private college. And I said, what are they learning? They shook their heads. They said, oh, all the wrong stuff, all this horrible stuff. But what can we do? I said, don't write the check. They said, yeah. But they wrote the check.
Yeah,
I wrote
you're
the
right,
check.
Bill. If I had to do it over again, I'd say, go get an education. Pay for it. Then you're the arbiter of what kind of education you are willing to pay for. I am not willing to pay for that education.
Yeah.
And if we are, as adults, are willing to do it, then go do it. I can't stop them. We have a free nations, supposedly. Part of the problem is every kid who comes from a place of means believes this is an entitlement to them. This is a rite of passage. Yeah. This is their parents'
that's
obligation.
Right, right.
No, it's not. No, it's
that's
not.
Right, that's right. Boy, it's tough to change that notion, though. It is a ticket. It is a ticket.
The medical center at UCLA, as you pull into the entrance, is Ronald Reagan Medical Center.
Yeah.
What do you think he would do?
Yeah. Now, I haven't done a careful count, but I don't think anything happened at Purdue, which is a serious engineering school. I don't know if anything serious happened at MIT. Boston, of course, is a hotbed for this stuff, but that's a pretty serious technical place. These actions are pretty much for the inside people, the people who have a ticket to go, a function of the liberal arts, aren't they?
They are, and you are the foremost expert in the United States, if not the world, on what the curriculum has been for the last 40 or 50 years.
Yeah,
know
that.
This is not new. Okay, October 7th, Islamist extremists who want to wipe Jews off the face of the earth are in the news today. By the way, they didn't just decide on October 7th, they want to wipe Jews off the face of the earth. It's been going on for quite some time, several thousand years.
Yeah.
So these things, these events, didn't just happen. Neither did the curriculum of these universities just happen. And so to all my friends, colleagues, business associates, intelligent, bright, wealthy, successful people, when you tell me, Joel, can you believe this is happening? My answer to you is, yeah, it has been happening. What I can't believe is how unaware and how ignorant my dear friend, successful friend, is just recognizing it.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned 1968. That's, 56 years ago.
Yeah.
We haven't improved the situation. It's reminiscent of what happened in 68, except it's worse.
It's worse.
it's more benign than what happened on university campuses yesterday.
Bill, that's a brilliant point.
I didn't
protest. It's a brilliant point. Protesting the war is different than decimating a people.
It's so hard to believe. It's so hard to believe.
If people don't believe what you and me are talking about, take the word Jew and put every other label on it. every other minority, just pick one. I don't care which one you pick. You can pick a gender-related minority. You can pick a racial. You can pick a cultural. You can whatever it is you want to choose. Take that name out. Take Jew out and replace it with something else. And tell me whether or not that's acceptable human behavior.
Yeah, of course it is not. But what is it about the Jews that makes people so nuts? I mean, look at what's happened, not just in our universities, but in Europe now as well, in Australia. Well, I mean, as a non-Jew who grew up in Brooklyn around Jews and knowing many Jews, I've heard Never Again and so on. People have said, well, you got to realize it's pretty close to the surface, this stuff, and it can erupt anytime. And I've thought, no, man, yeah, I don't know. I think maybe they're exaggerating. I don't think they are exaggerating. I don't think Jews are exaggerating. It's pretty close to the surface. And given the opportunity, given the temptation, people will do it and will go after the Jews.
When I was growing up as a kid in Corona, California, I was just like maybe two Jews in our town. Nobody even knew what they were, but we were. The people would always ask me, particularly right after the Munich Olympics, where 11 coaches and athletes were killed. They said, how could this happen? How could the whole Holocaust happen? What? This is impossible to understand. And my answer as a kid, preteen, was the reason it happened is because most of the world thought it was actually originally a pretty good idea. They just didn't realize what would happen as it escalated, and that once they were done with Jews, they were coming after them.
Yeah, yeah. You remember Eisenhower, Eisenhower insisted on taking lots of photos of the camps. And when people said, why so many? He said, because a lot of people will deny this ever happened. And people scoffed at him. He was pretty smart.
So, Bill, it's not just only why do people go after Jews. People are going after Americans. They're going after Catholics. They're going after Christians.
Yep.
They're going after everybody that's not them. It's not just that. It's a convenient label. It's a convenient tactic.
But boy, it seems to rally people in a way that if you substitute somebody else, it doesn't rally as much.
Well, I guess I should have taken a psychology course in college. I didn't. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, it's frightening and absolutely horrible. And it's worse than 68 for reasons I just said. And, when people have said it's just like that, it's a repeat of Columbia. No, it's worse, much worse.
The only answer I have is really just a recognition of what's happening. I don't have a solution.
I understand.
Take personal responsibility.
I understand. Thank you very much, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
All right, so that's Joe Farkas and Bill Bennett. Again, Bill and I are going to get together later this week or maybe during the weekend. We're going to put together an episode of all of the television appearances he had this week. He was on Fox a ton, and you understand why, given what's happening on college campuses. And we're going to get that together. We're going to read some of the emails. And if you email in BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com, we do forward the emails to our guests. And so Brian Kennedy and Joe Farkas got a few emails this week from their appearance on the show, and we sent them to them. And so we'll try to get them back on so they can respond to them, but we'll respond to them as well. Again, the email is BillBennettPodcast@gmail.com. All right, I'm Claude Jennings. We'll be back in a few. And again, man, hug your family. Stay close to those who are close to you. Treat everybody kindly and pray for our country.
You're listening to The Bill Bennett Show.